Apple Avenue Plum Susan speaking. May I help you?
Hello, this is Dave from the head office with Plums.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually just need to talk to a customer who's in line right now.
Who are you looking for?
Well, he's an older man, balding. He's maybe in his 60s. He has glasses and a blue shirt.
What's his name?
I'm not too sure about that. We just see him on the security cameras.
He's here in the store?
Yeah, he's in line right now at the checkout.
Oh, okay. So you need to speak to him now?
Yes, please.
So I'm going to hand him over the phone then.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
Sir?
Yeah, phone call, sir.
What's your name, hon?
This is Dave from the head office.
Okay.
His name's Dave.
He doesn't want to speak to you.
Well, I'm from the head office with Plums. He has to.
Okay. He's from the head office at Plums. He says he has nothing to do with the head office at Plums.
It's very important that he talks to us. It's regarding his purchase there.
Okay, it's regarding a purchase that he says it's very important that you speak with him.
My purchase is right there.
Right. You wanted to speak to him? I don't know what he wants to say.
I don't either.
Hello?
Hey, listen, we saw you shoplift. I'm watching you on the security camera right now, and you need to put that stuff back. We saw you put
I haven't shoplifted anything.
You shoplifted
I've got a receipt.
Oh.
I got a receipt for everything that's paid for in that basket.
Yeah, you have.
I'm waiting to purchase some Lotto 47.
You have a receipt for some of your things, but the other things you shoplifted, and you put them down your pants, and you need to put those back. You can't shoplift from our store.
I have not shoplifted anything. You get your dumb ass down here, and I'll show you.
So you're a shoplifter and a liar. You're just going to lie to me, huh?
No, you're the liar. I haven't shoplifted
anything.
How am
I a liar? I'm an honest businessman, Christian here, and you need to get that out of your pocket and put it back on the shelf.
I don't have anything.
What are you, 13? You don't shoplift at your age.
I'm 74.
Well, you're acting like a 13-year-old shoplifting. Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, you bring your dumbass down here and we'll settle it.
Oh, you're going to call me a dumbass now?
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
So you're name-calling like you're a junior high student?
Yeah.
You need to grow the fuck up.
You come down here, asshole.
You need to grow the fuck up, asshole.
See you later.
Hey, we're going to have you arrested.
He's going to speak with Chris.
Well, who is?
Our store director.
Who is?
Pardon me?
Who's going to speak with Chris?
The gentleman you just spoke with.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's shoplifted and he's being an asshole to me. Can you forcibly remove him from the store? Like, grab him by his shirt collar and just... Or his ear? Like, pull him by his ear.
I won't do it, but if you want to speak with Chris, I can have him speak to you.
Oh, no, you have to. Just grab him by his ear like he's a little kid, because that's what he's acting like, shoplifting from us.
So what did he do? What did he take?
Oh, he shoplifted just some medicine and stuff. And then he called me an asshole a bunch.
Yeah.
Can you go over there and just kick him in the balls? Like, seriously, I'm completely serious. Go over there and kick him in the balls.
Oh, I can't do that, sir.
No, it's okay. I give you permission. As the primary employee in the head office today, I give you permission. Go over there and kick him in the balls.
Oh, no, I won't do that, but I'll just tell him to leave the store.
Okay, well, can you pull him by his ear? Pull him out of... If you could do that, that would be great. But yeah, could you run over there and just tell him to leave?
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you done speaking, or...
Okay, sure, yeah. I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Did you just get a weird call in there, too?
They said I was shoplifting.
Yeah, some guy just called me and told me that, you know, I had to leave or something. Did that same thing happen to you?
She just walked me out. They said I had to leave.
Yeah, they didn't say that to me, but I was on the phone and I seen you.
So I called the guy, hey, see you, dumb asshole. I said, come down here. I'll empty my pockets. I'll take my clothes off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. F you.
Yeah. Same guy.
Then he started cussing me out.
That's the same guy. Yeah. I seen you in there, and that's why I was trying to, you know, I was trying to call my wife.
I bought my groceries.
Yeah.
Then I sat out here for a while. Then I went back. I wanted to buy some Lotto 47.
Yeah.
So that's when I was in the line at the checkout, and the checkout lady says, "I got a call for you." I says, "Nobody knows I'm here."
That's exactly what I said happened to me.
I got a call from a guy named Dave at Plums. I said,
Dave from the corporate office?
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know what Dave from the corporate office.
That same thing happened to me. I'm going to actually, the manager in there right now, isn't the manager. I'm going to actually call and talk to him, because that same thing happened to us, and then I was standing there and I was going to talk to them, and it looked like it happened to you, and that's why I come to talk to you.
And I said to him, "Well, am I banned from the store? I've been shopping here for a year."
Yeah.
"I just moved here from Grand Haven Road."
Okay.
And I said, "Can I not shop here anymore?" So she says to me, "If I were you, I wouldn't come back for a while."
That's strange.
Yeah, I would talk to the actual manager, because that same thing, and tell them that, because I'm going to call them too, and tell them the same thing, you know, you talk to the other people that happened to, because that's ridiculous.
I mean, I got my receipt, I got everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've
been watching you, and we know you're shoplifting.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, what's up with that?
Yeah. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not rich, but I don't need a shoplift. I have food.
Well, so. I don't need a guy accusing me of it. They must have cameras in there.
Yeah.
This guy's in some remote location.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's probably cameras everywhere nowadays. Yeah.
I told him, I said, "Come down here. I'll enter my pockets. I'll take my clothes off. I've taken nothing."
Yeah.
Then he used the F word on me. I thought,
that's what he said to me. Yeah. Yeah, and he actually said, you know, he used the F word, and he said something about a cactus, and then he hung up on me, and so I was going to talk to that manager, and then I've seen the same thing happen to you, and I was, wait a minute. So I think maybe somebody's screwing around on the phone, but I'm gonna wait till Monday and talk to the real manager. So, but all right, well, you have a good day. I better get out of here, too. That's what they told me. So.
Ruin my day.
Don't let it ruin your day.
Someone just having some fun.
Yeah, have a good one. All right, time to call him. Well, that was genius.